of me. I'm so amazed how you came. Yes, we did. And my sins, they're washed. They're all washed away. Oh, aren't you glad of that in church? Oh, let's stand to our feet and sing it again. Yes, I'm amazed. That you love me.
How you love me.
We're so amazed. Are you amazed tonight that He loves you? Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? God bless you. We're so glad you're here. You're here tonight for a very good reason. We're going to have church. We've come to help a brother that we love with all of our heart. Isn't it good to see Brother Bill Yance here tonight? Brother Bill, God bless you. Amen. I want to take nothing from his testimony, but I believe he was saying just a few minutes ago, 55 days and nights in a hospital, and he got to sleep in his own bed last night. It made him feel like a millionaire. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, our God is still on the throne, and he is still God, and he's still in control. Do you believe that tonight? Before we do anything else, turn around, shake somebody's hand, tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord tonight. Play some more of that song, brother. Sing that chorus together one more time. Sing with everything you got.
I'm amazed that you love me. We're so amazed how much you really care.
Through your precious blood, I found pardon.
All our sins,
my sins,
they're washed.
I tried so hard to hide. Oh, I laughed and said my life is fine without you. I was covering up the secret tears I cried. Then one day someone told me of your mercy.
Somebody said something.
And the love you show on a hill called Calvary. Sorry, folks, I don't know it without the words. Then one day, someone told me of your mercy. And the love you showed on a hill called Calvary. There you died and you purchased my salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free.
We're so amazed.
failed you. Lord, you know the many times I've gone astray, but I've learned that your love is stronger than weakness.
Hallelujah.
And your ear is open every time I pray. No one else has ever cared for me like you, Lord.
Can you say amen to that?
Other friends could never be as close to me. I'm not afraid to face tomorrow, knowing you are everything.
Clap of praise. Hallelujah. Brother Harvey, you and Sister Shirley, if you'd come. Brother Harvey Lunsford, you and Sister Shirley Lunsford would come to the platform. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. We're going to have a few songs from here at the church. Then Brother Mark Yance is going to come and have some very special guests that we're so glad to have with us tonight. Brother Terry Tidwell, hadn't seen him in a long time, but we're so glad to have Brother Terry Tidwell and the Tidwell Trio here with us tonight, and the LaFontaines. They're going to bless your heart. And then we got some more songs from Murfreesboro that you're going to enjoy. So let's give Brother Harvey and Sister Shirley a nice hand as they get ready to sing for you tonight.
We're going to sing an old song. Brother Bill, this is getting more real in our lives every day. Heaven's Jubilee. Amen.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for their jubilee yonder in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior. Seems that now I almost see all the same again, rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be all the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join that song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee.
Help us out.
What a day of singing, what a day of shouting. Yeah, what a day of
set order tonight as far as a script that has to be followed. But I think that's better that way myself. I mean, we want to keep it in uniform as much as possible, but we do want to pray tonight over this service and ask the Lord to have His way. And certainly we want to continue to pray for Brother Bill Yance, that the Lord would just bring our brother along. We know He's brought him a long, long ways, but we want to see him fully restored, don't we? We certainly do. And I have another request, and we didn't take probably prayer requests tonight, but my brother-in-law just found out just a few minutes ago, Bernie Young is in the Bristol Regional Hospital. They're treating him for high blood pressure. So if you would remember him tonight, well, maybe we have some unspoken prayer requests, something tonight you'd like for this group to pray about. We know that we're serving a prayer-answering God, and we believe that. Brother Sean Martin is here visiting with us tonight in the service. Could we stand? Brother Sean, would you come tonight? Lead us to the Lord. Let's invite His presence into this service and ask the Lord to have His way in this service tonight. We're certainly glad to have each and every one of you here. We've said it a minute ago, but once again, let us say how thankful we are to have you. Brother Sean, God bless you. We're glad to have you with us in the service tonight. God bless you. There's a request, brother.
Could we bow our heads? Lord, Father, Lord, you're just so wonderful to us, God. We know that you're real tonight. And Father, you see the prayer requests, Lord. We just ask that you'd just come on the scene for our brother that's in the hospital tonight, Lord, fighting his blood pressure. Father, we know that you're God. We've experienced it here, Lord. And we're here tonight, Father, because we've seen what you've done for this man of God, Brother Bill. We just ask that you would come in that prayer, that hospital tonight, Father, and just intervene and make that blood pressure go down for our brother, Father. And God, we just ask that you'd continue to touch Brother Bill, Lord, that has been so faithful to minister the gospel to your people. Father, you've just been such an example and such a blessing to your bride, Father. And we just ask that you'd bring a complete recovery to his life, Father, is our prayer. And bless Sister Shirley. Give her strength in her body, Father, and just touch that family. Be with us tonight is our prayer, Father. We invite you here, Lord, for a gathering is not a gathering without you, Lord. We just love you. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. You can be seated, Brother Kenneth. You and Brother Lin, if you'll come over to the microphones, we're going to try to sing a song or two for you tonight. Brother Joel Yance and Brother Harry and Brother Chuck's going to be singing just in a few minutes. Brother Joel, I think, had to work maybe till 7 o'clock. He'll be just a little bit late. But while these guys are getting ready, I wonder, could you do us a special favor tonight? People drive 500 miles to hear this guy cough. Could you do "The Dove Leads the Lamb" for us? How many of you just really like to hear that song tonight? "The Dove Leads the Lamb." Could you do that for us?
They're going to put the words up, so y'all help me.
The Spirit and the Bride will sing, come. The elect are feeling a stir inside their heart. As our uniting time has come, we and the Father are one. Soon we'll be with our Lord forevermore. Making preparation, she's hearing the shout of her King. The token's been applied, he's cleaning from inside, and the dove leads a lamb once again. The fine linen, clean and white, is granted to her. She's washed in the blood of God's own Son. with a righteousness that's not her own. She's just before His throne, where she'll reign with her love forevermore. Oh, the evening light has come. The bride is making preparation. She's hearing the shout of her King. The token's been
brothers that's going to play for us tonight. If you'd come on to the platform, Brother Lanny, and I don't know who all's here, but if they would come and get ready to play for us tonight, hopefully we'll sing a song or two that'll bless your heart. We changed our name from the Yonce Brothers several years ago to the Medicare Trio, and so far it's going real good. Brother Lanny suffered a heart attack a couple of weeks ago. Brother Kenneth's facing surgery. I'm the baby of the group, and I'm going on 65 years old. But we're so glad that the Lord is still real in our life. Right. Brother Lynn has written some wonderful songs about the message of the hour, and hopefully we'll be able to get through it a song or two tonight. Do you know grace? Are you glad tonight that you know about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Hope this song will bless you tonight as we try to sing it for you.
I was down as low as a man could go. Had no strength of my own. Everything I had worked for all my life, everything I loved was gone. The lowest valley of my life, I was flat on my face, but the great hand of Jesus reached down and picked me up. Oh yes, I know grace. Do you know grace? Amazing grace. Have you heard how sweet the
to take His bride to that evergreen shore, and He chooses both you and I to live in that land forevermore. When we've been there 10,000 years, and you see me in that place, all you can ask me
this question again. I'll say yes, I remember grace.
Do you know grace? Amazing grace. Have you heard?
Time to get discouraged. There's a lot of people running like the devil to get away from the message. But I want to run with everything I got to get more in it. Aren't you? Is that your desire tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give the Lord another big hand clap of praise tonight if you love Him.
Yourself carrying a loaded gun. You yourself carry.
And unloaded
your. We're going to sing one more song for you. And this song is it's an old song, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Behold the Lamb. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as we try to sing it for you.
Hey!
Lord them keys passed me by years ago. But anyway, we're glad to be here tonight. Brother Mark Yance from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, one of the best service leaders, song leaders this side of eternity. Give Brother Mark a good hand as he comes tonight.
Too much to live up to, did he? You'll find out in a hurry that I'm not very good at this kind of thing. I tremble so bad that this thing's liable to start shaking here in just a minute, but we want to say how honored we are to be here with you tonight and to see so many people that I haven't seen in just a long time. It's so good to see you. And I want to thank Brother Louis for helping me put this thing together tonight. He's been a real good help to me, and I want to thank the Lord Jesus for allowing us to be here tonight. And I want to say how much I honor your pastor tonight and how much I really appreciate Brother Donnie Reagan. Let's give him a hand tonight. I know how a minister has sermons burning in his heart. And he gave up this service tonight to do this for a fellow servant of God. And I think that is very commendable tonight. I really appreciate him and for demonstrating the love of Christ. Also, I want to say I appreciate my pastor being here with us tonight, Brother Joseph Hammond. Won't you stand, Brother Joseph, and let the people see you tonight. If you want to. Also, I'd like to say how much we appreciate Brother Adam Knight being here tonight and what he's done for my dad. The Lord spoke to him shortly after this happened and told him to go help Brother Bill. And I said it had to be the Lord speaking, because any man in his right mind wouldn't do that. Take somebody else's flock. But Brother Adam has done a wonderful job, and he's just took over the pastoral duties. And we want to say how much we appreciate him. Now, let's give Brother Adam Knight a hand tonight, if you will. Also, I want to say I appreciate the time that all these and the talent that God has given these singers that have come tonight, and they have sacrificed to drive hundreds of miles to be here tonight to bless you and to bless my daddy. And I'm so thankful for that. Why don't we give all the singers and musicians a hand tonight, if you will? I want to say I never thought that I would be in this place. I never thought that my Energizer Bunny Daddy would be in this condition before. And it's been a real trial and a test. But I told Mom and Daddy both from day one, I've never had one doubt that God is going to fully restore him 100-fold. And I believe it's going to happen. And it may just be tonight. Sing a song for you tonight, and if I can get the musicians to come and help me, you know who you are, just come and help me. This song really just says it all about what we've journeyed through and been through. It's through it all I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in his word. Amen. So won't you just join in with me, if you will, tonight as we sing this song. Those of you that don't know, this is my brother over here on the piano. This is Tim. And my other brother, Jason, back here on the drums. And Brother Jacob Tipton's going to be playing the organ for us. And his dad, Brother Alan Tipton. And the brother on the guitar, I'm sorry I don't know his name. Brother Leon, so glad to have him joining us tonight. Amen. Let's sing this together.
Trust in God.
I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials, they come to all me, make me strong. Oh, do you believe that tonight? Sing with me. That's why it's through it all. God could solve them. I'd never know just what faith in God can do. Why don't you sing with me?
To depend on God's word, I've learned here recently. Why don't we just have the musicians just give us a key? Then I want to hear you sing it tonight, because I know you've been through it as well. Why don't we just lift our voice and sing it tonight? Oh, through it all, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned trust in God through it all. Oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
I know you feel that very way tonight. So you can be seated. We're going to sing one more song, then I'm going to ask a couple brothers to come and help me.
Well, I was alone and idle, and I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven. He said, there is work to do. So I took my master's hand, and I joined that heavenly band. Now I'm on the battlefield. Down and pick up my rolling.
with my Lord. Why don't you sing with me? Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. You know I promised Him that I'd serve Him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Amen. How many are on the battlefield? Battlefield for the Lord. I'm just so glad that I am one of them. Amen. If we could have Brother Chris and Brother Matt and Sister Wanda come and join us to play on the piano. We're going to sing just a few songs and get right out of the way. I know you're expecting the good singers to come along. I thought we could get Brother Louie to start it up, but that it might put him on the spot a little bit. But I heard he was born on the spot. You can't put him on the spot. So I heard Brother Brad Johnson say that one time in the... Oh, my goodness. So y'all pray for us as we sing for you tonight.
Jesus.
your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I want to be a witness that you can take what's wrong. Your love shine through me in the night.
I'm so glad about this tonight. For the day that he came looking for me. Aren't you glad about that tonight? Sing it with us. Because the word said, he promised to hold my hand, and he promised to help me stand. Whether the valley's wide and the river's too low, whatever it is, he promised he would lead me to the other side. Amen. He said, I'll not only be with you, but I'll be in you till the end of the world. I'm just so thankful for that tonight. Let's sing this together.
He promised to hold my head. He promised to help me stand when the valley's too low and the river's too wide. He promised he would lead me to the other side. He promised to fight my way, never leave my feet to stray. Living in his word, I will overcome. Standing on his promises one by one.
Oh, I may have to walk over water with him,
but I don't have to worry if I sink or swim. Cause he promised to hold my head. He promised to help me stand when the valley's too low and the river's too wide. He promised he would lead me to the other side. His promises light my way, never leave my feet to stray. Living in his word, I will overcome. Standing on his promises one by one.
Oh, I may have to walk in the valley.
Something right now that's going to make a lot of you very jealous. I'm going to ask my mother-in-law, if she would, to come up with Brother Matt and myself. She's my favorite mother-in-law. Brother Matt's second best favorite mother-in-law. This is Brother Louis' sister, Sister Judy. And we haven't sang together in, I don't even remember the last time. I don't know if it's been that long or I'm just getting old. But we're going to try to sing a little song for you tonight. How many appreciate Sister Judy tonight?
There's a land where death can never enter. No lonely graves on the hills of God. I'll walk by waters clear and peaceful, where wicked men shall never try.
On the sunny banks of my home.
Is everybody having a good time so far? Amen. Let's stand, if you will. Let's stand, if you will, just for a second. Brother Harry, Brother Joel's here. Is that right, Brother Joel Yonch? Come on, Brother Harry. Brother Chuck, real quickly, we're going to have you guys sing that song for us, Through the Fire. I like that song, don't you? Amen. Let's enjoy these guys as they sing for you tonight. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away, sing it now. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Give these guys a good hand.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances or things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision and my frustration gets so out of hand. Well, it's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand one test alone. And as I look at all the victories, the Spirit rises up in me. And it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. He never promised that the cross would not be heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting. He said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision.
stand in the valley of decision. At the end of the same mistakes, keep me just hold on. I love the show, and he will take you to the final game. So just hold on. I love the show.
Truth. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and that the hills wouldn't be hard to climb. But you know what? He did promise, I'll be with you, even in you. I'm just so thankful for that tonight. If you're thankful for that, why don't you give the Lord a hand clap? I want you to know that it is my honor to introduce a really good friend of mine. And I know that you know him very well, and that's Brother Terry Tidwell. Brother Terry and Sister Vicky, Brother Tim, Brother Caleb, the Terry Tidwell Trio. Let's give them a great big God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
I have to give Brother Terry credit for teaching me how to sing. Mark, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way. He did a fabulous job, and I appreciate him tonight. Let's give him one more hand while they come tonight.
Well, what an honor. And I say that with all the gratitude in the world to be back in Happy Valley. Amen. I think this is kind of ironic that this song has went around the world, and the lady that wrote it is sitting right here in our presence tonight. But it says happy. Can't you see why I'm happy? Anybody happy tonight? Sing this chorus with us. Can't you see why I'm happy? Sing it with us. Oh, I'm accepting. Sister Robert, stand up. All y'all know her, but some people don't. That she wrote that song. Give her a big hand. Well, I tell you, we've got a lot to be happy about tonight. A little over 4 years ago, the doctor told my wife she had 5 years to live. Went back to the doctor in the spring, and he said, everything is great. Don't come back for another year. Appreciate Brother Bill. What a general in God's army. Appreciate you and all you've done. Brother Donnie for hosting this service in Happy Valley. There was a man wrote a song, an insane institution. But I tell you, that man wasn't crazy. In fact, they found the lyrics after he died. And someone says, where's the love in the bride? Well, you're looking at love. It's all through this building tonight. Sing this old song with us.
tell. It goes beyond the highest star. Don't you know that's the truth? It reaches to the
decided a few years ago that everybody looked a little bit better with a little weight on you, so I gained 20 pounds. And so I'm making a lot of faces at you tonight, but it's good to be here. Also, somebody asked me, where have y'all been? Well, actually, we've got a new edition, a third edition to the Tidwells. And if you hadn't seen it, you've been on Facebook, because it's all over Facebook. Would you stand up, Anna, and show our grandbaby? That's him. I tell you what, I told Vicki the other day we should have skipped kids and just had grandkids, because they are something else. Amen. Come on, Caleb, come sing this song with us. Where are you at? Are you glad to see Tim and Caleb and Seth tonight? Caleb, brother? Appreciate my sons. And, you know, Louie, we're just getting so old I can hardly sing anymore. And so we're going to pass this on with them in a few years. But here's a song that just blesses my heart. Also, the band. Are you glad to see the band tonight? I tell you, these guys are good. North Carolina. Brother Lanny, Brother Leon, Brother David, and Brother Allen, appreciate them being here tonight. Looked around and seen a lot of Murfreesboro folks. Brother Joseph brought his church tonight with him, so appreciate them being here tonight. Amen. I tell you what, folks, a lot of songs have been written about what God did for us and the price he paid. The world just saw a man carry a tree, but God saw a lamb. I'm so glad he saw it. Not only did he see a lamb, he saw me and you. Aren't you glad of that?
Once upon his back he knew this was the beginning of the end.
Happy grew more and more determined to finish it.
The world saw a man with a tree on his back, and they laughed.
God saw his son, whom he loved, carry more than that.
No, he didn't just carry the cross, he carried.
As you wept,
love beyond a moment's scar, the hands and feet of one I've never met.
The world saw a man die a martyr between two thieves.
But God saw a lamb bridge the gap of eternity.
The 20 pounds is hurting tonight. Here's an old song that I like to sing. And the older I get, the more I like them old songs. I know you know it, so join in and sing with us. The Lord is coming back to earth again. Are you looking for him? I'll tell you what, you can slip a sunrise past the rooster. Easily you can get the rapture past the believer. God is coming. He's coming. Amen.
Glad millennial day, when our blessed Lord shall come and catch his waiting right away. For my heart is filled with rapture as the labor watch and pray. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, the Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, the Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, a thousand years will have no tempting. After Jesus shall come back to earth again.
Something right now that we never thought we would do, because we're going to sing a bluegrass gospel song. How many likes bluegrass gospel? I look back there and I see some of the Cockmans. Where y'all at? Oh, amazing. What we need is them up here singing this song. But Caleb has been sneaking into my vault and stealing some of my lyrics, writing songs. I'm just kidding, but he's been writing some great songs. And now we need your audience participation tonight, because you see, we don't have a banjo, we have no fiddle, we have no violin. So can you turn that bass this way? Turn it this way. And you just pretend like Vic. Can't Tim, you play the violin tonight. Okay, so we're going to do a bluegrass song. Now, they told me I couldn't play the piano, because they said I could play Southern Gospel good, and I sure can't play bluegrass. And so I'm just going to, and I got up to stand up and sing, and they told me, well, you look ridiculous standing up. So they made me come back to the piano. And so we're going to sing. Now, you've got to participate. You got to hear the banjo. How many like the banjo? How many like the mandolin? You got to participate and pretend like you hear them, okay? I'll start us off right now.
Lord, I've been here before, both knees planted on the floor, I know.
I like it already.
And in each trial I face, I ask for your mercy and grace. Even in my darkest days, the Comforter still softly conveys. My child, though the darkness arise,
the sun always shines. The sun always shines to fill the world with its splendor. This life-giving source will help you stay the course. If in Him you'll enter. And when the tears fall, I rain. Up your eyes, He's always on time. The sun always shines. Lord, I often wonder why the King of Glory gave His life for me. Humbled by this tragic scene, His blood fell from my Prince of Peace. The day seemed as dark as night, as Calvary held the great light. Now captured by this love divine, I know the sun always shines. The sun always shines. Fill the world with His splendor. This life-giving source will help you stay the course. If in Him you'll enter. And when your tears fall like rain, and you can't bear the pain, just lift up your eyes. He's always on time. The sun always shines.
Appreciate that. Caleb's been writing songs. Tim been writing songs. And well, I appreciate having my family sing with us and sing with me and Vicky. Wrote a song a few years ago, and we sung it here brand new. I think we sung two or three songs. We tried out on you folks. And you may remember this one. But Brother Bill, I know when you were down in the hospital laying at nighttime in the middle of the night, it seemed like that you'd never see healing. Let me tell you something. God's always on time. And even in the darkest night, the sun is shining. Now, I tell you what, if God blesses you, a devil can't curse you. This song says God's going to bless you all over again. No matter what you're facing, let's just reach out to Him and watch God bless you. Stormy seas again, the howling winds, the rising tides are tossing you, my friend. But there's someone who's walking on the sea that's healed, and God's gonna bless you all over.
God's gonna bless you all over again. Like a sea to a river, to a sea with no end. God's gonna bless you all over.
Hasn't He been faithful time and time again? In the midst of your storm, hasn't He always stepped in? How can you doubt God who always wins? Well, we'll sing one more song, and thank you again for inviting us to be here. And Louis, I love you. You look the same as you always look, just an old man. No, you look great. Love Brother Louis, and love all you people. Couldn't get away without singing this song. I just came into a valley, one like I've never seen before. I keep searching for a way out. Seems like padlocks are on the door. There must be another sunrise, another sunset that I'll see. God will make this child a blessing. That's the love He has for me. God will make this child a blessing. Though it sends me to my knees, though my tears flow like a river, heading Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see.
I was not the first one to come into this place. You see, every son of God, he has a test that he must face. Oh, dear God, child of blessing, just be patient. Oh, God will make this child a blessing. Oh, it sends me to my knees. Oh, my tears flow like a river. Yeah, you there to sweep me. There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk to me. God will make this child a blessing, and the whole world.
Looking back, I can see when I was in that lowest valley, my Lord's strong hand was leading me. Ain't it good to see the sunshine? Ain't good days to be. God has made my child a blessing. That's the love He has for me. Sing with us. Oh yeah!
God bless you all. I'm certainly not worthy of all that everybody has done that I'm in this place tonight. But I've got a voice because God gave it back to me while I was in the hospital. I'll just give one testimony and then I'll hold it 5 hours and a half short of what God's done for me since I've been in the hospital. I didn't have any voice. The doctors had done 3 surgeries and trying to put a trait in my, this hole in my neck here. And it got worse. And every time they'd put it in, it just wouldn't work. And couldn't balance it and I couldn't talk. And so I heard the doctor say, I'll just take it out tomorrow. Well, I woke up early. I said, God, why can't I just have my voice back? And so, 2 minutes exactly, the doctor walked in the door after I prayed. He took this thing out of my throat. 2 minutes and a half, he's gone. He put some tape over my throat and some Vaseline. He said, talk. I said, what? He said, talk. I said, God, here's my voice back that I had. I feel awful sitting down with my Bible in my hand. You all care if I try to stand? Philip, come and help me. You and Jason on each side. If I fall, y'all just catch me. Okay. I believe they said time didn't matter tonight. Is that right? But excuse me. Oh, I forgot my spit tune. I believe David Ring would walk up and he'd say, I've got cerebral palsy. What's your problem? But I'll never have enough words to express from human lips for all the cards and the phone calls and the visits to the hospital during the time I was there. And the hospital told me, you have broke the Guinness Book of World Records. There's never too many people ever been in a hospital to visit one man. So, our love is shown to our brother Donnie for, he can be standing here preaching a message and be going all over the world. And he gave his time just to me and I'll never forget this as long as I live. And having this benefit for me, but for all the singers that have drove all the many miles today, took out your time and gas and maybe motel rooms and whatever, just for my being, I appreciate it so much. Brother Terry was talking about gaining. Well, I've lost 25 pounds. So I haven't eaten a bite of food in 56 days, food and water, and I can't get another test until September the 1st. So, Terry, I'll be skinny again by then, maybe. And so, I highly appreciate all the rescue squad service. I invited and try to pray for every nurse in the hospital. And if there's any of the doctors that I invited or the nurses that's in the building to help take care of me, would you please stand? I want to at least recognize you. Not a one. Well, the best nurse in the world is here. She's been with me in my room for 55 nights. That's my wife, Shirley. Where's she at? Now I'm going to preach. Let that be okay? all of our buddies from school, Mr. Potter, the principal, all the school teachers, and all the preachers, my friends over the years that's here tonight. I love you all. I remember in October 1969, I walked to the pulpit in the old church. My first time was ordained to the ministry, and I've been preaching the greatest message that's ever been in the world since that time, 43 years ago. Revelations 4:1 says, after this, I looked and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show thee the things which must be hereafter. You know, this trial in my life, I was standing in the pulpit preaching. And I've always said all my life, if I die in the pulpit, what a way to go. And I almost went. Well, I think I did, and I come back because I saw too much glory while I was there. And so, in the age that we live in, we hear a lot of words like this from that time. After this, what are you going to do? In the age we live in, we have heard a lot of great things. And in my situation, in my condition at this time, you say, Brother Bill, what kind of condition are you in? Hi, everybody. I'm here. So you think you're going to sit down and quit? Huh? In the 10 days and I see you, I think they about kill me up there. And then in about 12 or 15 days down on 52 floor at the medical center, and I've been almost 30 days at the rehab, and they told me, as they watched me come in the rehab center, they said, your therapy is this. We got two buttons. One says 40, one says 69. We got to convince you you're 69 and not 40 years old. So, they've done a lot of help for me, but still, I'm leaning towards 18. I'm almost this close to it. I'm almost this close to being 18 years old throughout all eternity. I'm looking forward to that. And so, besides, I was in the preacher, in the pulpit preaching the stature of a perfect man. And I like four parts finishing it. That was godliness, brotherly kindness, the gap between the cap, the refilling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and the capstone is love. And I told my church, I feel like I'm fainting. And so I put my Bible over on the bench and I stood back up and preached 10 more minutes after that. And then I forgot. I said, oh, I've got a baptismal service. So I went in, changed clothes, and baptized a girl in the pool and come out and changed clothes. And then when I come off, it all hit me. And so, but I'm glad the doctors looked at me. They said this, what did I have? Stroke. The stroke I had, I forgot what I had. But I had a stroke, and they said the part of your brain that has twisted your body, and it's brought it in, and it's brought like a muscle down in your throat. And it's blocked my throat till I can't swallow, and I can't eat. And the devil thinks I can't preach, but, oh. You wait. You just wait. Now, I know y'all heard Brother Donnie preach it hundreds of times. Five times the devil said, I will. But I know what he's got on his heart now. He can't hide it. And he hates me because of that. And so besides that, the doctors looked at me and they told me, they said, this stroke you had, it bypassed your intelligence. It never touched your intelligence. I said, oh my, if you all knowed what was down under there in the revelation of Jesus Christ, oh, that thing would have blowed its stack, wouldn't it? And so, it reminds me of one of my favorite characters in the Bible. How would you like to have a neighbor like Hezekiah? His neighbor was a prophet called Isaiah. Isaiah was given a hard job to walk over. Hezekiah, I come over to tell you, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, you're going to die. But the Bible tells us, I can just imagine Isaiah walking back off of the steps after he gave this bad report. Excuse me, if you all have a cure for this, let me know after church and I'll let you take it home. So, he heard something when he went off the porch. And there was a man inside the house that just had bad things delivered to him. But God said, here's a man that's got a perfect heart. And he heard him turn his face to the wall. Could you imagine? Oh, God! Lord, spare me. Don't take my life away, Lord. And you know what? That perfect-hearted man touched God. So Isaiah had to come back after he said, thus saith the Lord. You know, God don't change his mind about his word for nobody, but this is a present condition. Hezekiah, when you turned toward the wall, God heard you. And he told me to come back and tell you. We'll give you 15 more years of life. So don't feel sorry for me. 69. Why? Moses was the first basket case in the Bible. And he didn't really begin until he was 80. So, you'll hear my name again. And it's not going to be in the obituary. Because I believe God is going to let me make that body change on this earth. It don't matter what you believe or what you say, I can't die. Because I've got eternal life. You can't kill nobody that's got eternal life. I don't care who they are. But I appreciate y'all so much. And so I'll just wobble along for a few days. And I'm going to try to preach my first sermon again. Maybe not this Sunday, but next Sunday. It might be as slow as it is right now. But while I'm standing there, there might be something start coming up in my throat. That's how I believe God. He's done so many things for me. I'm just looking for anything, Brother Horn, to happen to me. Because I'm one of his. And in my closing statement, you know, Jesus, when he's on earth, he raised the dead. Blind eyes were open. All kinds of miraculous things took place while he's walking around on the earth. But the Bible says, Jesus told him, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Could you imagine when they raised Jesus up, the drawing power went way on the aeons of time back in before the world was ever formed and brought every soul, lifting his up and his mighty lifting up power, brought every soul that would ever be saved on the earth. That's mighty power. That's more important than the dead being raised to see a soul saved and give eternal life. So you all pray for me. I'm Bill Yance, the preacher man. And I'm not going to die. God bless you all.
Be seated. Somebody has to do this part. So they reserved this easy part for me. Everybody get out your wallets. We want to say how we appreciate everyone who's come, all the singers, the musicians, all the effort that has been put forth, and we are certainly thankful to the Lord Jesus that he's spared our brother Bill and been with him. And we know it's been a very difficult time for him and his wife and family and church. And we just want to continue to pray for him, that God will be with them and helps them. And we're going to lift an offering for their needs toward all these medical things. And just want you to give as you can give. If you'd like it to make it to Happy Valley Church, if you'd like a tax-exempt thing, we can do that for you. Or you can make your check personally to Brother Bill. Either way, he gets every cent of it. Let's just bow our heads together, if you would, and we'll pray. Heavenly Father, as we've assembled here tonight in this place, we're grateful, Lord, that you spared our brother. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for him. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you'd continue to be with him and strengthen him. The people that have come tonight, many have driven from different distances and miles that they've come to put forth the effort. And we are grateful for that. I pray now, Lord, that you would bless the hearts of your children for those who can give to be able to help our brother Bill in his time of need. Grant it, Lord Jesus. May you just speak to their hearts, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Dreamed I went to heaven, you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. Heard the angels singing, someone called your name. You turned and saw a young man, he was smiling as he came. He said, friend, you may not know me now. Then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school. I was only 8. Every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. One day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. So thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Missionary came to church, his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, that's why I'm here today. Somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices you made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry. I am almost sure there were tears. is in your eyes. As Jesus took your hand, you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you. Great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. I am so glad you gave.
I want to be one of the first ones to say thank you for giving to the Lord. Because I wouldn't be standing here in front of you tonight if I wasn't raised in a Christian home. My parents raised me to love the Lord. And I'm so thankful for that, Daddy. I appreciate it. And Mama, thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm honored once again to introduce to you tonight a family that is well known through the country. The LaFontaine family, Brother Ike, Sister Sherry, Sister Sharon, Brother Henry, Brother Wes. Let's give a hand to the LaFontaine family tonight, if you will.
Sorry. I'll be very honest with you. We're going to sing a few songs. We are honored to be here, and it's so good to see so many familiar faces still serving the Lord, still giving their all for Christ. We appreciate you so much. This is a beautiful day in the Lord. It's the end time, and it's a perfect time to share the love of Christ. Listen to this song. What a beautiful day. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead and start that.
Scriptures, we're living out each line, walking through the last days in time. We see the times are perilous, evil grows each day. In these closing moments, all there really is to say. It's what a beautiful day, what a beautiful sometime, what a wonderful age it is to walk. Share the saving grace, to live the gospel way. What a beautiful
honor to be the chosen bride of Jesus Christ. We are so blessed, so blessed. After all these years and coming back to churches and that we traveled out, I was really little, like I said, the last time I was here. And we've all grown up and we've gotten a little older. I don't like to say it, but we have. Except for Sharon, I don't think you have an age, right? No. but one thing that is for certain is that the more I get to know the Lord and the older we become, the more precious my walk with the Lord grows. Let's do that. I love this one. I love this living for Him. I love this calling the Savior, my friend. Looking back to where I've been. I love this living. I love this living for Him. Calling the Savior, my friend. Looking back to where I've been. I love this living. I love this living for Him. Since the day that I met Him, since the brand new start, since the sweet surrender of my heart, closer than a brother, our Lord has been to me. There will never be another life I lead. I love this living for Him. I love this calling the Savior, my friend. Looking back to where I've been, I love this living, I love this living for Him. Now, some days are a struggle, and I'll admit there've been a few. But in the midst of trouble, His love holds true. And if I'll just keep trusting, I'll see the light of day. See, it's all a part of walking this gospel way. Try to sing it with us. I love this living for Him. I love this living for Him. I love this calling the Savior, my friend. I love this calling the Savior, my friend. Looking back to where I've been. Love this living for Him. Oh, let's sing it again, ready? Oh, I love this living for Him. I love this calling the Savior, my friend. I love this calling the Savior, my friend. Looking back to where I've been. I love this living. I love this living for Him. Like I said, it's great to be here, and I am the baby of the LaFontaine family, and yes, I am spoiled. Spoiled rotten. My name is Sherry LaFontaine, and I'm just so thankful that these guys are here and able to help me out tonight. Some of them came all the way from Ohio to be here, and Ike and I just moved to Tennessee. We are now Tennesseans. Amen. We saw the light. We're still praying for these guys, but they'll get the revelation. We heard that even a goose has sense enough to fly south, so me and Ike jumped on board with that. But let me introduce my brother first of all. My brother Ike LaFontaine is here. Give him a good hand. And Ike and I do a radio show back in Murfreesboro, Tennessee there, and we have a lot of fun with that, play great gospel music, and we just have a lot of fun, yeah. His daughter is here tonight. Nora LaFontaine is his daughter, and she's helping us out tonight. Give her a good hand. Sharon and Henry Van Wyk have been married how many years now? 25 years? Are you?
25 years.
25 years.
Feels like 5 minutes.
Still like her?
Do you? I said it feels like 5 minutes.
So it feels like 5 minutes.
Underwater.
No. Oh my. She's coming home with me, isn't she, after this? So you're set. They're headed back to Toledo tonight, and but I appreciate you guys coming. Henry and Sharon Van Wyk, give them a good hand, will you? Their daughter, Vanessa Van Wyk, give her a hand. She's helping us out tonight. Chris Garrett LaFontaine. I just adopted. Give Chris a good hand. He's helping us out on the bass tonight. Wes, come on out here for a minute. Can you do that? This guy right here is my little nephew. And he's not so little anymore. But this is Sharon and Henry's oldest boy. And you're the only boy, aren't you? Yeah, okay. But Wesley has been just serving the Lord. And he has an incredible gift. He really does. And he's been singing tenor with a group called New Destiny Quartet. And sharing the gospel through song, and we're just so proud of him that he has given his all for the sake of the Lord, given his talent, given every gift that he has, and we just appreciate that so much. Give Wesley a good hand tonight. Stay up here just a minute. This is a song that I wrote. Let's do that testimony song. This is a song that I wrote a few years ago, I think it was. I was at a concert, and a lady came up to me and started telling me about her unsaved daughter. And this song was born. And I had Sharon do it on the LaFontaine recording. And then Wesley started singing it with his group. And now they're going to single it to radio and everything. So can we just divide it up a little bit? Maybe you do the first verse and have Wes do the second verse. All right. Listen to the words of this. She's working on her testimony.
To the broken mother's heart as she talked about her daughter gone astray. Feeling so ashamed, she wants to take the blame, and she wonders where she made her mistake. But the preacher said, this prodigal knows the way to Calvary, and the word says she won't run for long. So just keep believing in God's higher ways, and know that until she's back where she belongs, she's working on her testimony. On her testimony.
This could be your story. You're praying, Lord, how long? What will it take for my loved one to be saved? You know God has a plan. You've placed it in His hand. But it's hard to leave it there and walk away. Now there's a promise to your children, the same one He's given you, that together you will spend eternity. But until then, just speak
testimony.
Praise the Lord. Sure, we all have loved ones, and that song blesses me every time because I hold in my heart the loved ones that have gone outside of the grace of God right now, and they're not outside the grace of God because we are holding them up daily before the Lord, and we have faith that the Lord is going to speak to them. Praise God. We feel a little different tonight. Our oldest brother and his family could not be here. And I will be in big trouble if I do not greet you for my mom and dad. They are watching live, and both families ask us to greet you.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
So they said this in their greetings to Brother Bill and our prayers as well. We've just been praying for you, Brother Bill. And it's our honor to be here. Like Sherry said, it's our honor to be here tonight for sure. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Wesley's going to sing another song that actually I think the boys are going to sing now, right?
So you guys don't need us on this?
They don't need us girls.
Are you sure?
So they're going to sing a song called
Burning. Unless you want to sing bass.
This was requested tonight, so we're going to do this song. Praise and I hope it's a blessing to you. Go ahead, Doug.
There'll be virgins who hear the great cry. Behold, he cometh, rise and trim your lamps. Go and meet him, the bridegroom is nigh. But some discovered they were lacking the oil. They were empty with no light to see. So I ask you, dear Lord, come and fill me with your spirit. Keep me burning for you is my plea.
I wanna be burning, burning the midnight oil. With my lamp all trimmed and glowing, a vessel full of the Holy Ghost, I will shine the light through the night. To His word I must be Lord. There is a virgin bride. Burning the midnight oil.
Sometimes I really get to wondering why it's a struggle to get down and pray. I feel the spirit of complacency. We're surrounded by the darkest days. Oh, but I am running with a burning desire. I'll keep holding up this light of mine. I am working day and night with the ones who hold the promise. It is time for us to rise and shine.
I wanna be burning, burning the midnight oil. With my lamp all trimmed and glowing, a vessel full of the Holy Ghost, I will shine the light. Through the night, to His word I must be, Lord. There is a virgin bride burning the midnight oil. I wanna be burning, burning the midnight oil. With my lamp all trimmed, a vessel full of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, I will shine the light through the night. To the word I must be, Lord. There is a virgin bride burning the midnight oil. We'll work till Jesus comes with us.
Jesus comes,
we'll work
till Jesus comes, burning a midnight oil.
We'll work till Jesus comes,
burning the midnight oil.
So I will shine the light through the night to the word I must be loyal.
There is a virgin bride burning the midnight oil.
Burning the midnight oil. Is it midnight? Is it? It's the last days. It's the closing hours of this day. His coming is closer than it's ever been before. And in darkness, we got some crazy people in here talking about what a bright day it is. Because we can see the light. I'm not a preacher, but that almost did it right there. Are you happy to be here tonight?
Yes.
We are too. What a great opportunity to honor a soldier of the cross.
Yes.
And to lift him up. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. You know, there's a lot of young people out here. I see you sitting out there. One of the things that made me stop having such a young person mind and get serious about God is seeing soldiers of the cross like this. And I thought, if I'm going to fight on the firing line, and if I'm going to be a soldier of the cross, then I want to get myself shoulder to shoulder with these men right here. And you see them pastoring your churches and deaconing at your church and cleaning your church sometimes. You come along beside them and you learn everything you can from them. And those are the guys, they've knocked a lot of giants down in their time. And if I want to know how to knock giants down, I'm going to learn it from men like that right there. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not a preacher. I told you.
You could have fooled us. I don't know about that. That's wonderful.
Praise the Lord.
We grew up in a minister's family, and you know what? You don't know what a minister goes through until you are in the home with one and the burdens that they have and the burdens that pastor's wives go through. I think pastor's wives just go right into heaven. I don't think they have to check in or anything. They just walk right in. I think they do. But we've grown up in that, and we would travel around and sing at different places. And my dad was a traveling evangelist. He says he's retired, but he's not. He still ministers a little bit, but we didn't always have instruments or tracks or anything in the car, so we would we'd just sing like this, a cappella. Listen to this.
He leadeth me, oh blessed thought, oh words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by waters calm or troubled seas, still 'tis God's hand that
that leadeth me. Lord, I would clasp thine hand in mine,
nor ever murmur, nor repine.
Content whatever lot I see,
still 'tis my Lord's hand that leadeth me. Oh, oh,
He leadeth me, He leadeth me by His own hand. He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by Thy grace the victory's won, Jordan leadeth me.
Oh,
He leadeth me, He leadeth me. By His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. For by His hand He leadeth me. For by His hand He leadeth me.
So thankful for His mercy. Amen.
Waking up to God's sweet face, basking in the grace, closing tight memory's door of the stormy night before. I never thought I'd see the light of day, but His mercies are new every morning, and joy comes with the dawning. Birds are singing, freedom's ringing, it's a brand new day, 'cause His mercy is new every morning. Creation sings His reveille, it's a sunrise symphony, refreshing as the morning dew. His rays of hope come shining through, promising forgiveness full and free.
Mercies are new every morning, and joy comes with the dawning. Birds are singing, freedom's ringing, it's a brand new day, 'cause His mercy is new every morning. Yeah, yeah.
The coffee's steaming, the sunlight's streaming down. I must be dreaming, 'cause yesterday's heartache can be found. His mercies are new every morning, and joy comes with the dawning.
Birds are singing, freedom's ringing, it's a brand new day, 'cause His mercy. His mercies are new every morning, and joy comes with the dawning. Birds are singing, freedom's ringing, it's a brand new day, 'cause His mercy is new every morning.
Best part of waking up, His mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. Waking up to God's
sweet face.
Every single day, Paul said, I die daily. Oh my goodness, I'm so thankful for the mercies of God with each new sunrise. I need them. I'll tell you what. I need them. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful, wonderful audience to sing to. We've sang so many times to audiences that weren't smiling at us, you know? Yeah, there's aww. Those. Yeah. And you want me to tell you where they're at? No,
nope.
I'm not going to tell you. To tell you, but thank you so much. You're singing along and enjoying it. That's great. This song is not on any album, and we've never have we sang this together before? I don't think so. But brother Mark is our song leader at our church, and he has a way of surprising people. And so he said, Sister Sherry, why don't you come up and sing a song tonight? And this one was on my heart, and so we sang it, and he said, will you sing that at my dad's benefit? So this is for you, Brother Bill. Thank you so much for coming. And you know what? Sometimes it's easier just to stay in bed, I know. But you're here, and you are a miracle. And we're going to continue to claim it in Jesus' name. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, but sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness he is there to let me know.
Praise God.
His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. And he'll carry us when we can't carry. Truly see how deep our weakness goes. You see his strength in us begins when ours comes to an end. He hears our humble cry and proves again his strength. 'cause something keeps holding me. Sing it. Every day I see He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality, 'cause something keeps holding me. Oh, let's sing it together. Oh, something keeps holding me. Every day I see He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. Oh, He's guiding me constantly. If we do one more song. Thank you. Thank you. It's been an honor to be here, and although we don't have the whole family up here, I don't think we could fit the whole family up here, could we? 19 of us or something like that now? They have a lot of children, and I have two dogs. Single, saved, and searching. Still. Single, saved, and searching. My mom and dad are dog sitting this week for Ike and for me, and so we appreciate them doing that. We really do. There's no way we could get out of here without singing this song. We've had so many requests for it, and a lady actually said she couldn't be here tonight, and she said this was her husband's favorite song. She told me over the internet this week, so we're going to do this for her and for everybody else who requested it. You know what? It's true that we're living in the end time. And I'm so ready to get out of Babylon. Amen. Sing it.
Babylon, teaching me her pleasure-driven ways. Have some fun, forget about tomorrow, live for today. Her music and her passion, Hollywood and fashion, stimulates the flesh just like wine. And all the while she pulls us all away from everything divine. But I have heard a voice calling me out of Babylon to a higher place. There's a mountain I can live upon. The mystery reaches further to the soul. It says, put religion on, but never let the spirit have control. She stands against revival, the truth within the Bible, binding hungry hearts with chains of fear. Somehow makes confusion of the world that God has made so clear. But I have heard a voice calling me out of Babylon to a higher place.
virgin light can live upon. And I have made my choice. Jesus is my joy.
Revelations 18:2 says, Babylon the Great has fallen and become the habitation of devils, the hole of every foul spirit, and the cage of every hateful and unclean bird. But verse 4 says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, and be my partakers.
Just a couple more moments, we're going to let you go. We've got a little lad here at the church that wanted to be baptized tonight. We'd already scheduled that for this particular Saturday night. Brother David Tyler's going to be baptized, and if he'll come prepare for that. Brother Mark and Brother Terry, and I think Sister Vicki got one more song to sing, and then we'll let you go. The offering totaled $11,318. We thank each of you for giving. May God bless you. And I know Brother Bill and his family certainly will appreciate it. Thank you for coming, all those that have driven from different states and all. We certainly appreciate you coming. May God bless you.
I'm going to do something I'm going to get killed for. But I'm going to ask my mother if she would to come up here and stand beside me while I sing this song. This song to come true. The title of it is, I Hope We Walk the Last Mile Together. How many hope we walk the last mile together? Why don't y'all just stand with us, and while we're singing this song, shake hands with somebody that you want to walk the last mile with. Amen. We're going to sing this for you. Jason, bring Daddy over here with us if you would.
I hope we
John David Carroll wants to come be baptized this evening. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, that You are still saving Your children. We are grateful for this opportunity that You've given us now that, Lord, we can take and baptize Him. Lord, we know what name to baptize in because the revelation, Lord, has came to our hearts. Lord, we just want to hold to the promise, Lord, as You've told us in the Scripture, to repent, be baptized. Lord, You said for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this promise, Lord, is even unto us tonight. And Lord, we ask that You would come. And Lord, may You meet little Jonathan David at the top of this water. May the promise of the Holy Ghost come into him. Lord, may his life, I pray, be a reflection of Your grace and Your mercy for the weeks, the days to come. Lord, we do this as signifying that something great has happened inside of him. Lord, he wants to live for you. May you bless him now. Bless this baptism in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. on the date on the confession of your faith when we baptize. I baptize you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's bow our heads together. We certainly appreciate each of you coming. Let's just thank the Lord tonight for His presence with us. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of the service, we realize, Lord Jesus, for those who really love You with all of their hearts tonight, we're longing for that great gathering when we'll never have to separate again. I pray, Lord, that You would be with those who have driven such a long way to come, and some turn around going back tonight, some leaving tomorrow. We pray that You'd watch over them, Lord. Ask that You'd continue to strengthen Brother Bill, bring a total restoration to his body. Grant it, dear God. Pray that You bless each that gave Him the offering tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, God bless you. You're dismissed.